2020 at 1:30. And on March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issues Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies governed by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. As such, the April Charter School Governing Board meeting will be held via the format of teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to vmendoza@sdmissionsacademy.org. Public comments on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the public of the meeting. So we're now opening up, and we're going to call the meeting to order. We'll to see if we have a quorum. We'll call our board members: Cheryl Stanford, present; Claudette Beck,
present;
Mike Malloy,
present;
John Dortch,
present;
and Barbara Willebrand,
present.
So we have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and let's see. Barbara, have you done it yet?
Not this time.
All right, your turn. Do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
to the Republic, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you. We're now going to do staff introductions. We'll start with corporate officers, please. Yeah. Introduce yourself and say your name.
Officer. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry Vincent, Corporate CFO Secretary.
So now we're on school site.
Christine Tassis, Area Superintendent.
Kevin Ogden, I'm the liaison to the Charter Authorizer.
Okay, is that it? All right, so now we're on school legal.
I'm Bill Thompson, the attorney for the school.
Charlotte Palfreyman, paralegal for the school.
All right, and then advisors or anyone who supports us?
Chad Gray, Chief Human Resource Officer, LLAC.
Nicole Perkins. Go ahead.
Nicole Perkins, Director of People Services, LLAC. Thank you, Gisa.
Gita Sharisi, Chief Financial Officer with LLAC.
Araceli Mayoral, Senior Director of Finance with LLAC.
Claudia Wall, Senior VP of Finance with LLAC.
Michelle Lopez, Counsel, LLAC.
All right, if that's everyone, we'll ask now to look at E, approve agenda for the April 21st, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Are there any questions or discussion on E?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve.
Mike Malloy, I'll make a second.
Okay, so Claudette and Mike have motioned and seconded, so we'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so thank you. That's been passed by the board. We'll now be on F, approved minutes of the March 3rd, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Any questions or discussions about it? Can I have a motion and a second, please?
Mike Malloy will make a motion.
John Dortch, second.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded, so we'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the board has approved F. So now we're going to the consent agenda. Consent agenda, all items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the considered agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Is there anyone that wants anything removed to be considered another time? We are voting on 2A1. The board will be asked to approve the revised EL master plan. Any questions or discussion? Can I have a motion and a second?
Have a little bit of motion to accept.
Mike Malloy will second.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded. So we'll on 2A1, Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the consent agenda A1 has been passed by the board. 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comment will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item, or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide directions to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line who would like to introduce themselves from the public or make a comment? All right, Vanessa, is this where you...
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. yes, this is Vanessa Mendoza reporting that no public comments have been submitted.
All right, so we finished 3A. Thank you, Vanessa. So now we're on 4, school reports and information. Area superintendent update. Dr. Kasich.
Sorry, I was on mute and my phone wouldn't turn on. Hi, board. I can provide you the update. As we know, COVID-19 has shut down most schools. We remain open as a virtual school, so we're functioning as normal. Our teachers and staff are focused on student well-being and mental health when they're calling and checking in on them. We also sent a card to all of our students with title Sending You a Hug. This happened 2 weeks ago. We wanted to make sure the students received some uplifting mail, because many of our students don't receive positive mail. And then we are planning to send cards every 2 weeks. So another round of cards will go out this week, and then every 2 weeks until the shelter in place or stay at home has been lifted and they can start moving around a little bit more. We have graduated 2 students yesterday. It's exciting. Students are finishing up their credits and able to graduate. We're looking at doing a virtual graduation ceremony for San Diego Mission Academy as well the beginning of June. So the team is working out those details. We are also posting resources on our website for the local areas for the students in which they reside, and hope to have our website available in multiple languages soon so that it can easily be translated. With COVID-19, we opened the spring intercession, allowing students to enroll to take up to 2 courses during an 8-week time period. We're right now in the middle of that time period, and we have about 14 students participating in this free program for students who do not want to enroll full-time. State testing has been canceled for this year, including our LPAC, so for our English learners. Our teachers and the staff are reporting to me that our students are connecting with them more frequently than they have before, and they're more engaged educationally than before everything was locked down with stay at home. Our staff are doing well as well. They're all working remotely. They're all connecting online throughout the day. We have several group chats and everyone's participating and checking in on each other and just making sure that everyone is
is doing well. We have, during this time, we've actually started our application for NCAA approval. We're hoping to have it finished within the next week or so, and then we can see if the NCAA, which is the group that does the athletics for college, approves our school. And if they do, that's a huge win for us. Our sister school, Mission Academy, is already NCAA approved, so we believe that San Diego will receive approval as the applications are very similar. I'd like to give you a summary of our current enrollment. During this time, our enrollment has actually grown. We have 155 full-time students, so we finally broke the 150 mark. We've been really close, but never been able to report that we made it over. So we're now officially on the other side of 150. We have students ranging in grades 7 through 12, ages 13 to 24. We have a few more females than males. We have 56% female, 43% male. We're running about 20% with special education, so higher than traditional schools for sure. In San Diego, we have 5 foster youth and 15 youth that are classified as homeless. So we're paying special attention to them during this time, making sure that their basic needs are being met and that they're getting all the support that they need. And to date, we have 17 graduates. So it's a brand new school. We've graduated quite a few students. And we have about 10 to 15 more that are scheduled to graduate before June 30th. So the San Diego team is doing a really great job of motivating students and getting them to do their work so that they can earn their high school diploma. And that concludes my report. Does the board have any questions?
Sounds great. So we move on to LCAP goals and metrics. Did we just do that?
Yes, I have to do that as well.
Okay, all right.
This is Christine Cassis again. So our LCAP requires input from our stakeholders, including parents, students, staff, and the board. So the California Board of Education recently added new metrics this year to the new LCAP. And this LCAP is going to cover years 2020 through 2023. So I'm going to go through the new areas that they added, and then I'll go through our goals. And then I would like any feedback or input that you may have on any part of it. So the new metrics that we're including are chronic absenteeism, which is students who are absent more than 2 learning periods. The English learner progress indicator, so how our English learners are doing and progressing. State assessment results from the dashboard in English, mathematics, and science. CTE pathway completion. A through G completion rate. Advanced placement rate. An early assessment program, which is the 11th graders tested within the CAST. So as a first year school, we're basically getting our baseline data. Our retention rate right now is 98%. We wanted it 80% or above for this school year. Our attendance rate is 63%. Our expected outcome of 85%. Our non-completer rate or our dropout rate was 2%. We wanted that less than 10%, so we succeeded. Goal number 2 is increased credit completion. And this goal, the one item that we're specifically focusing on is average number of credits completed. Currently, the school is sitting at 1.2. The teachers and staff have said that they would like our average credits completed to be at least 4 per learning period. Goal number 3 is students will gain skills for college and career readiness. And this to highlight number of students in career-ready courses, so CTE-type courses. Currently, we have 0. We're working on that. We do have a CTE teacher for San Diego Mission Academy. Percentage of students completing a CTE pathway which a pathway is generally comprised of three CTE courses, is 0%, and we want to increase that by 0.5% each year. Goal four is increased stakeholder engagement, so parent advisory or LPAC, CEO parent committee. We've had multiple meetings throughout the year, and they're not well attended, so one area that the staff have indicated that they want to work on is the parent engagement. So would the board like to provide any input, feedback, anything you would like us to focus on as we develop our LCAP for 2020 through 2023?
These are kind of hard times that we kind of have to be flexible, and the parent thing is a hard thing with this group anyway. But there must be some kind of a care to get them out. Feed them.
I'm trying to feed them virtually, but we will work on that, and we will take your advice and definitely work on our parents' involvement.
All right. Any questions, anybody? So we'll move to C, update of long-term financial plan.
So during our last meeting, we updated you on the second interim budget. We've since taken that and made some revisions and looked at where we could make some cuts and where we could potentially increase enrollment to increase our ADA to positively impact our budget. I've worked with my controller. We are currently working through the entire budget process to nail out a budget for the 2020-2021 school year that works to increase our reserves or at least decrease the amount of debt we have and carry over into future years. We also included into that, which you're going to hopefully vote on during this meeting and approve, is the APEC learning cost of curriculum. So we've included that and factored all of that into cost. We've also noticed in San Diego that a lot of students come to us needing Wi-Fi or laptops or both. So we factored that into our budget as well. And then Claudio, who's a financial advisor, is on the line too to provide any additional information.
Thank you, Christine. Just wanted to mention to the board that we are also considering the financial impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are trying to identify how the state budget that is coming out in May is going to affect the budget. We expect to see changes on the statutory COLA for year 2021 and also potential deferrals. In this sense, these two factors can change or affect the budget and also will impact the cash flow of the schools. Reductions on the COLA will decrease the school's revenue. So Christine is ready to identify expenditures that might need to be reduced if needed. And she's going to be reviewing the financial reports on a regular basis. Also, Christine is considering delays on discretionary items or services if needed, depending on the school's cash condition. That would be all on my end. Any questions from the board?
Nope. So we appreciate that so much. It remains to be seen at this point. So now we're going to move on to D, update filing process for annual Form 990, return of organization exempt from income tax. Jerry Vincent.
Yes, our tax form 990 is in the process of being completed. We will file it timely, and the board will be provided with a copy. Thank you.
All right. Any questions on that? So we go to E, legal update, COVID-19 and legislative matters. Bill Thompson.
Yes, as the board recognizes now from the report, especially by Dr. Cassitz and Claudio, this situation we all find ourselves in right now is pretty extraordinary. Certainly a lot's been done to meet the needs of our students and continue to meet those needs. In the coming days, we expect there'll be some competing interests for the resources that are going to be available, and those resources at the state and federal level may be somewhat strained, of course. So I just want to assure the board that we have our legislative consultants and helpers very well aware of what's going on, staying close to it. You know, our independent study program, our online programs are in there along with the traditional schools, seat-based charter schools, and everyone else. So we want to make sure that we can continue to offer what we do to our students who are especially challenged in so many other ways anyway. And I feel confident that the staff is going to be able to do that with the help of the board. And on the legal side, we're just keeping a really close eye on everything, trying to stay as close as we can. I have a weekly call where I'm brought up to date on what's going on in Sacramento and Washington. So I'll keep the board informed if something comes up sooner, and as I'm sure it might before June, we'll get back to the board and make sure that you're informed of what's going on. And that's my legal report.
All right, any questions? So now we're on F, the 2020-2021 board meeting date. I think all of us already know this, but Board on Track has all our meetings and agendas and everything we need. And if you have trouble getting into that, let one of us know and we'll help you get there. All right. So we are on action items. A, the board will be asked to approve the Small Business Association Payroll Protection Program loan application. Jerry Vincent.
Yes, I want to thank you, Board President, for speaking with me about this earlier in the month. This is a program sponsored by the federal government that assists small businesses with their payroll to ensure that employees continue to be paid through this time. Our financial support providers have completed the applications on our behalf, have done so efficiently and timely. We are awaiting the federal government's approval or acceptance of our application. It's in the queue. It's ready to go. The program is complicated, and I defer to our financial expert, Gita, to answer any questions the board may have.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Jerry. So this is Gita with MLAC. I'll just give you some broader overview and then the timeline of what was done, and then a board action item is required. So the federal government is stepping in to help with the Paycheck Protection Program, which was included in the Coronavirus Aid, Relief and Economic Security, which is also known as CARES Act. It was passed on March 27, 2020. The Paycheck Protection Program provides forgivable loans to help small businesses stay afloat during the COVID-19 crisis. The application was submitted for the school for San Diego Mission Academy for $280,078. So the process that has already taken place is that the final SBA application was released on April 3rd, 2020. An emergency meeting was held the same day with the area superintendent and the officer of the corporation, Jerry, on April 3rd for approval to proceed with the application. Jerry contacted the board president, and thank you for being available on April 3rd to explain the PPP federal loan availability and receive approval to apply with providing additional detail during this meeting today. And the board president approved.
The application was completed and submitted to Hominy Bank the week of April 6th with all the supporting documentation. On April 10th, the bank confirmed application was submitted to SBA, and they gave us an estimated time of 2 to 3 weeks for processing. And to date, we have not received an approval. As you hear in the news, the government ran out of money under the CARE Act for the PPP program, but currently the Senate has agreed on additional funding of over $300 billion, but it's not voted on. So we're hopeful that additional funding flows in to the PPP program, and our application is pending for $280,078. But with that, a promissory note, once it's approved, a promissory note will follow from the bank, Hominy Bank, for authorized officer signature. And the loan is a 2 years unsecured at 1% interest, with interest deferred for 6 months. The loans are guaranteed by USSBA, and given the PPE funds are spent based on the guidelines, within 2 years, the school can apply for forgiveness. So the total is $280,078, and there's an action item on the agenda for asking the board to approve, and that concludes my section, and if there's any specific questions, I'll be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or discussion? Not being any, we would like to have a motion and a section. Second.
John Dorch, move to approve. Mike Malloy will second it.
All right, so we'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Fett?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we have approved to 5A. So now we're on 5B. The board will be asked to review the employee's benefit plan and ratify the actions taken by the officers to enable the employees of the school to participate in the plan. And this is Dr. Kasich.
Hi, board. I have a little bit of information on this. I could tell you this greatly benefited the San Diego Mission Academy team. The Learn for Life Employee Welfare Benefit Plan is a multiple employer welfare plan, MEWA for short, and Desert Sands is the employer sponsor of the plan. Participation in an MEWA allows the charters access to better benefits and lower premium rates. Desert Sands is the first charter school in the Learn for Life network of charter schools. Many of the listed insurance contracts were first entered into by Desert Sands. As the network of schools expanded, additional schools were added to the existing insurance contract. The collective purchasing power helped reduce the cost of insurance. For example, the more employees included within the insured group, the better the premiums. Employees can change employment from one school to another without a loss in coverage. Benefits administration is more efficient. Perhaps most importantly, new schools, such as SDMA, are sometimes grandfathered into particular coverages that would not otherwise be available under new contracts. We are requesting the board to approve the current plan, and I have Nicole Perkins on the line as well, who can provide additional information if the board has any other questions.
Okay. Carol?
You know what? I was on mute. I apologize.
Oh.
I was eating carrots. So I didn't want to hear it. Okay, here we go. Where did I leave you off?
We're ready to take a vote.
Okay, let's take a vote.
Don't we need a motion?
We need a motion.
Yeah.
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Okay, so moved and seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Best?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so now we pass 5D. Sorry about that, guys. This mute button is a little tricky. All right, 5C. The board will be asked to approve the purchase of Apex Learning digital curriculum for the 2020-2021 school year. Dr. Kasich.
Hi, board. I'd like to provide some justification for the Apex Learning purchase. Prior to our decision to request a contract, we reviewed several different vendors, Apex Learning, Edmentum, K-12, Strongmind, and Edgenuity. Were the ones that we spent the most time reviewing. All products have similar catalog offerings, all were accredited, and have A through G course lists. However, pricing varies greatly between products from $250 per license to $1,500 per license. Licensing varies between products from one student equals one license with access to a specific number of courses to one license equals unlimited number of courses per student and is reusable. Apex Learning provided a contract for San Diego Mission Academy for 830 licenses for both courses and tutorials for a fee of $90 per license. To let the board know, $90 per license is like unheard of in the online environment. So, and for both courses and tutorials. So we get two products for the price of one license. Licenses are reusable throughout the school year, which means if a student is using a license and they leave the school, we can use their license for another student. Each license provides students access to courses and tutorials. The catalog includes courses for grades 6 through 12, providing core curriculum, electives, world languages, and career tech education courses. Tutorials provide remediation support as well as ACT and SAT prep courses. San Diego Mission Academy will be provided one on-site professional development day for a cost of $2,200. We will be provided unlimited web-based support. Overall, Apex provided the most complete educational offerings for our teachers and our students. Student success and parent feedback supports our decision to move forward with Apex for the 2020-2021 full year. The total cost is $76,900, and we negotiated a payment to be due in January 2021, knowing our funding sources come in a little bit later in the school year. So it gives us time to use our licenses without having to pay up front. Does the board have any questions?
Anybody? All right. Any questions or discussion from the board, or can I have a motion and a second? Barbara Willebrand moves to accept item C. Okay, we need a second.
Mike Malloy, second.
So Barbara and Mike. And so now we'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Depp?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch? John?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand. Okay, John voted aye. And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Okay, so we have passed 5C. Thank you, everybody, for that. So now we're going to additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments, starting with Jeff Brown.
Yeah, I'm not sure he checked in. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, yay, this is Jerry Henson. I get to have an original thought and not have to say ditto. Thank you so much, Christine, your team, all of your diligent work, board, everything that you do, everyone involved in our operations, our student focused,
and just so grateful to work with all of you. And our executive advisement group, Gita, your team, all of the others on our support organization, expert advisors, thank you so much for your diligence in supporting us and making sure that we do what we need to do to serve students. Thank you.
This is Carol Stanford. I just want to thank especially Dr. Chaffetz for your group for reaching out to these kids. Some of them are really alone, and a hug is a big thing. So thank you so much for that. And checking on the food and housing and get these kids to the proper places. Thank you so much for that. And all the other work everybody else is doing. These are strange times, so thank you. Any other board members?
Mike Malloy, just appreciate all the hard work and the effort you put into what you're doing. The kids appreciate it, so do we.
Yeah. All right, can we have a motion to adjourn?
John Dorch, okay. Move to adjourn.
Claudette, I'll second that.
Okay, so John and Claudette. So we'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Deck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for staying here. This whole
thing. Thank you, everyone.